Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Indiana Show, where it all goes down, baby. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/walking-with-God on the Nation Villain Network, the Muslim People Network, with politics, with DJ Black Caesar Vienna, a syndicated show through Muslim Villain, baby. Breaking news, music, artists, magazines, book writers, book signings, models, and much more. Independent and major artists, clothing stores, pay money on the entertainment news.
Money train, baby.
With the politics, history, Scooby-Doo. What's up, ninja? What's up, people's Fernandez? Always, what's happening in worldly events. Check it out. Breakthrough, baby. Ha ha! Yeah! Suckers!
Yes, yes, yes! What's up, everybody? Welcome to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show, where it all goes down, guys.
Yep.
We're gonna have
Welcome, everybody.
Hey, Willie, how you doing? Hey, Willie, hold on one sec. Let me introduce my show, man. Welcome to the DJ Black Caesar and Willie Show, where it all goes down. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in tonight. We appreciate you. We're going to have a great time. I got some great people on the phone tonight. I got my man, D3. He's all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to get into it with him. And I got my man, Reverend Foster, on the phone. He's a good friend of mine right here in the area. We're at Aberdeen, Mississippi. He's right down the road from me. And also, we got my man, David Tolliver, going to be in the house tonight. And we got my man, the model. Well, I'm going to let you know about him a little later on. But first of all, let me introduce my co-host, Willie the Redneck. Willie, what's up, baby?
I'm just drunk right now, Caesar. I feel kind of embarrassed when you said something about the Reverend being before, because I feel like I just committed sin by getting drunk like I did and all.
Well, hey, Willie, check it out, man. We got a kid on the phone tonight, so don't be too drunk, man, because we do have a kid on the phone. We got D3 all the way from Memphis, Tennessee on the phone with us tonight, all right?
What do you say his name is? 3D.
I said D3. D3. D and a 3.
I can't wait to talk to that fella. I'm trying to figure out what the hell this damn 3D stands for.
Hey, you're going to find out in a minute, man. Hey, Willie, just check it out. Hold on one second, brother. Let me get these people out of the way, man. I got some more people get out of the way. We got Sister Gibby going to be in the house. We got Miss Swally going to be in the house. We have Bicycle Tony's on his way also. So, guys, just sit back and relax, and we're going to play a jam for you guys to get into. I'm going to play a jam. You know how we do it. Hey, Willie, what's up, man? Tell me something, Willie. What's good with you, man?
I'm telling you something. It's been a rough week for me, you know. I'm just trying to maintain.
Wow. Hey, Willie, you know what? I got something to get you up on your feet and get started, brother.
Yeah, buddy.
I knew that'd get you riled up, Willie. I knew that would get you going, man.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm so upset. I'm kind of broke right about now because I can't sell no more of that moonshine because the feds have busted my distilleries and everything, you know.
Wow, are you kidding me, man? They busted your dude. What is going on with you, Willie? What are you doing down there in Mississippi, man?
I'm telling you, man. I'm trying to make some money. I'm trying to survive. You know this. It's pretty recession got a redneck in the cover.
Did the cops come out of your house or something? Or did they come out of your establishment, man?
Well, they came to my house. I answered the door and I just told them I didn't live there.
So you told me they live there. So when you answered the door, who did they think you were?
I don't know who the hell he thought it was, but, you know, they just went on by the way, buddy.
Wow. Wow.
I
That's
nearly
nice,
put back
man.
Going, and police, they've been, you know, I've been seeing them with cop cars running up and down the street.
Wow. Wow. Hey, brother, I'm going to tell you something, man. Just hold on for a second. Be cool, brother. Don't go nowhere, all right?
I'm with you, Caesar.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Just trying to get in here and get this show started up, man, so we can get in and get out, man. We're going to have a great time tonight, brothers. I'm just want to holler. Hey, we're going to holler at my man D3 first, if you don't mind, all right?
I don't mind. Let me hear him talk. I don't hear his music.
Yeah, that hey, dude got some nice music, man. That wasn't him right there, but he got some nice music. Hey, D3, let me ask you a question, bro. You still there? Where you at, D3?
I'm here.
Hey, tell everybody how old you are, man, because I don't know your age, so can you tell everybody how old you are?
I'm 11 years old from Memphis, Tennessee, represent.
Hey, D3, speak up a little bit, D3. I can't really hear you. Can you speak up a little bit in the phone?
I said I'm 11 years old from Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. Thanks a lot, brother. Hey, tell the people what you got going on, D3. I know you got a lot going on. You got a lot of stuff you're working on. Can you tell them basically who you are so they'll know? Because we got a lot of listeners, and these guys want to know who you are, man.
Well, man, I'm a gospel rapper and a gospel dancer, and I got my new album coming up. And I'm on a sitcom called All For My Love, playing a gospel rapper. Man, a gospel entertainer, you could say. Yeah, and I got a new video with my new single and everything coming up, so it's going to be hot to you.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So you got a lot going on. Hey, man, I want to know, like, when you got started in music, how old were you? When you first got started, how old were you?
Oh, I was 10.
Oh, so you just been in the game for about a year, huh?
I've been dancing since I was 3, and I started dancing at shows when I was 7, but I've been dancing and stuff when I was 3. But I've been in the business for a lot of years.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, I got you. So you're a dancer also. Okay, so you started dancing before you actually started doing music?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, well, look, I got Willie on the phone, and Willie's going to ask you a couple questions also. Willie is my co-host. He's not too scared. If he scares you, let me know, all right? But Willie, are you still there?
I'm still here, Caesar.
Hey, Willie, be nice to him now. This is a little kid. He's an 11-year-old kid, man, so be nice, all right?
I love kids. You know, Caesar, I love children, man. I really love them. I know. What's your name? Your name 3D, right?
D3.
Hey, how do you get a name like that? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that misses in my name is Demetrius Bethion Dotson. So my parents and I just came over with D3.
Oh, man, that's really cool right there. I'm telling you, that's cool. Now tell me, who are your influences? I mean, who you listen to?
Who I listen to?
Yeah, I mean, who's
rapping? Different
people.
I've been listening to 107.1, so I ain't gonna lie, say I don't. I've been listening to, like, Lil Wayne, Captain Jones, Kirk Franklin, different people.
All right. What grade are you in? I mean, you know, are you doing the talent shows at school or whatever?
I'm in high school in sixth grade.
Oh, you in sixth grade. I bet you're a big celebrity at your school, is you?
I'm high school.
Oh, you're in home school.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, this kid right here, but I'm telling you, he's smart, Caesar. I'm serious. He's real smart. You got to excuse me, bro. I've been drinking a lot of orange juice and milk and mixing it with some Coca-Cola and coffee, so I'm not talking just right now.
Hey, man. Hey, dude. Hey, check it out, man. I know you got a lot going on over there also, man, Willie. So, Willie, tell a man what you do. You milk cows and stuff, so tell him what you do.
What I do, I got a farm down here in Mississippi. I sell cows and I sell some of Caesar's favorite drinks.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so, you know.
Ben, my guy from the UK. Is that Ben?
Yeah, I'm there.
What's up, man?
Hey, Ben.
I'm good.
Hey, Ben, I'm going to sell you some of this good juice over here that Caesar likes. I'm going to sell you some of that and, you know, get your neighborhood all stirred up over there in the UK.
Definitely. Just sell me one of your cows.
All right. Hey, Z3, let me tell you something, man. I think your parents are very proud of you. I'm serious. Yeah, I mean, you're like the precious jewel to them.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like to hear some of your music, and I ride down the street with my horse, and my headphones on, just me and my horse. I get a pair of headphones for my horse, and me and my horse just bob our heads to your music.
Hey, Willie, what kind of headphones do you got? Those Dr. Dre's or those? What do you got in your ear that you're listening to?
I got some loud headphones called Beats by 17 Rounds.
Okay. Hey, D3, I got another question for D3 right quick, if you don't mind, Willie. I want to ask D3, let me ask you a question. Hey, D3, are your parents in your corner?
Yes, sir. They support me very well.
I know that because I see Miss Polly, she's representing you all the time on Facebook, dude. So she got you all down packed on Facebook, man. She really looks out for you, and I respect that. And I was checking you out, and I was like, wow, this woman right here, she should be my – I need somebody like her because she's on you like 24 hours a day, man. So do you do a lot of shows? Do you do a lot of shows?
Yes, sir.
What kind of shows have you done recently?
What'd you say?
What kind of shows have you done recently?
I'm performing Modest Behavior, Jacob Lattimore, Captain Jones, Mr. Dale, and some more artists.
Nice. So do you do your thing, like at the same time they do their things? Do you do it at night, or do you do yours towards the daytime, or what? How does that work out?
Different times.
Okay. So what is your time schedule look like? Say for instance, if you're going to a show right here in Mississippi, do you do your show like about 7 o'clock? Are you the first one to go on?
No, sir. Not all the time, but sometimes.
Okay, not all the time. Okay, so they actually put other people in front of you, huh?
Yes, sir.
Do you
that? I got a question for you, Pradeep.
His name is D3, man. D3. She's D and a 3.
All right. D3, I got a question for you. You listen to me, right?
Yes, sir.
You don't smoke or drink or none of that bad stuff, do you?
No, sir.
You know, that stuff bad. You got to stay away from that kind of stuff. You see that kind of stuff on television, and these other rappers doing that, you know, that's bad for you. So, you know, you don't never want to, you know, be around people to do that kind of stuff because, you know, that ain't good, you know?
Wow, Willie is being nice to the kids because I thought you drink moonshine and stuff.
Well, you know, I got this orange juice. I got a little something in the orange juice. It'll make me a little bit happier than that.
I got you.
And so what I'm really saying to you, 3D, what I'm telling you is I don't want you to grow up to be like me. I mean, you don't want to smoke, you don't want to drink, you don't want to do none of that. It just messes up your liver, your heart, your lungs, your brain. It just messes up your sense of judgment. You get in all kinds of trouble, like I got in trouble. I mean, you just don't want to do all that kind of bad stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to get the good reverend to pray for me before he leaves tonight. I'm serious, Caesar.
Okay, man. The good reverend can pray for all of us, man. Especially us. We need it. Hey, D3, let me ask you a question. What kind of famous people have you been working with in your past couple years?
Modest Behavior, Jacob Lattimore, Mr. Dale, Captain Jones, Jay Mose. I don't think I said Mr. Dale, but yeah, I've been working with some more people.
Okay. Now, about this sitcom, what is this sitcom about?
It's about me being an 11-year-old gospel rapper, a gospel artist, and my name is going to be Cedric. I don't know my last name yet, but it's just about me being a kid and like I am now.
Uh-huh. Okay. So is anybody famous in the sitcom? D3.
The T. Sir?
Is anybody famous in the sitcom?
Yeah, T.I.'s daughter is in the sitcom.
T.I.'s daughter's in the sitcom?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Well, tell me, what is it like working with her?
We still, like, we haven't started rehearsing this stuff yet. We just, like, sending it out there right now.
Oh, okay. So you haven't started rehearsal yet. Okay. When does rehearsal start? This summer?
This month.
Oh, next month? In February? Okay. That's cool. Well, D3, how do you like being a rap artist?
Well, it's all good. I love rapping, and so that.
We're listening. We can hear you.
Yeah, I love rapping, and it's been a good experience for me.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
I got a question for you, 3D. I mean, D3. My question for you is, you know, you started out dancing, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, who are your favorite dancers? I mean, what made you get into dancing? I mean, you know, who are your favorite dancers? You like Michael Jackson and all those, you know, all those people?
Yes, I like Chris Brown, Usher, and Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, okay, that's what's up, man. That's nice.
So you really, you know who Michael Jackson is, right?
Yes, sir.
You know who Michael Jackson is?
Yes, sir.
All right, I saw Michael Jackson yesterday, man. We were on the plane together, headed to California.
Yeah, who was on the plane with you, man? Michael Jackson was on the plane with you?
Yeah, Mike was on there. You know, he had the glove on, your little silver socks or whatever.
When did you see him? When did you see Michael?
Well, they really said I was drunk when I saw him, but I think I saw him anyway. I don't know.
Okay.
I saw a guy that looked just like him, but with him, I could have sworn it was Mike because he said, hee. I mean, you know, that little noise that Mike keep making, that was him.
Wow. Hey, man, I hear you, man. That's what's up. So you met Michael Jackson on the airplane. Dude, you met everybody on the airplane. Every time you go somewhere, you meet somebody.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I think it's that moonshot of making me meet everybody. I'm serious. That moonshot is my good luck. That's my good luck juice right there.
DJ Black
Taser. Yeah, I got some people on the phone line out there that might have a question for D3. 615-615, your phone is open. You can ask a question or make a comment.
What's going on, y'all? It's Mike Tony, EXNY, Tennessee. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, man. Wait for you to call in.
Bing, bong, bing.
Hello.
Hey, hold on for a second, brother. Hold on for a second. We got another question from, I think it's 865. You got a question?
Yo, what's good, baby? It's Bicycle Tony, man. What's going on, man?
Oh, okay, Bicycle. Hold on 1 second, brother. We got 1615. 615, your mic is open. You got a question for D3?
Caesar.
Yes, sir. 615.
Caesar.
Yes, sir.
This is Jay Grimes, homie.
What's up, Jay Grimes? How you doing, brother?
Man, not much, man. You asked me to pop up on the show, man, so I figured I'd show my number one DJ in the South a lot of love and respect. So, yeah, I was once a Christian rapper, so and I came back to the industry after 8 years, so...
Yeah, I know that, man. So you got a question for D3? D3 is a Christian rapper also.
Yeah. Did you say Mr. Dale? Did I hear that properly?
No, sir, you didn't. That's D3.
Yeah. Well, the whole Christian rap thing, like, is, all I want to say is any Christian rap artist that needs help with their music, I got a label right now that as long as I send you to them, they'll send out physical distribution and digital. So you'll get CDs in stores all over the nation, and you'll get digital on all digital markets. So if you need Jay Grimes, holla at me. You know what I'm saying? I was in the music industry. I was in the Christian part. That's where I actually started. Then I went my crazy ways, and then I'm back doing the Christian thing. So all the Christian rappers, like I said, I got a label that's affiliated with Def Jam. Yes, I still use my secular connections to do what I need to do. But if y'all need anything from me, holla at me. DJ Black Caesar knows how to contact me. You know, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. So any Christian rappers out there, get at me if you want to play big boy moves, because it's time for Christ to take over. You feel me?
Hey, you know what? Hey, thanks a lot, Jay Grimes. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate you coming on the show tonight, man. We got a guy on the phone right now. His name is D3, and we're going to play a song from D3. D3 is a real good artist, man. Check him out. Stay on the phone, Jay Grimes, and we'll probably get D3 to hook up with you. Hey, D3, do you have distribution? Are you doing? Do you have distribution online, D3?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do? Okay. Who are you with?
Yeah, I do CD Baby and Otto.
Oh, yeah, okay. I understand that, but, you know, you need more than that. Check it out. We're gonna hook you up, man, with my man. We'll hook you up with Jay Grimes. Because Jay Grimes, tell him you got somebody famous in your family also, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you remember this person. I don't know how long you've been rapping, but my big brother is Powder P from Mo Thugs, from the 5x platinum Billboard number one hit song back in 1998 called Ghetto Cowboy by Mo Thugs and Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah. He probably don't remember him, but I'm sure somebody else out there does, man.
That's
those guys for that horror movie. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I saw that movie Face of Death myself.
Hey, man, come on, hold on. Wait, wow. Hey, D3, you got a song called Superstar, right? It's a song called Super?
Okay.
What's that song about, man? Tell me what that song's about.
God, the Lord made me a superstar. So, he was back to how the Lord made me about my dance and performing and how I do.
Okay. Well, do you mind introducing that song for us? Can you introduce your song, Super? The name of the show is DJ Black Caesar and Friends. Give me a world premiere, D3.
Well, here's my song, Super, y'all. I hope y'all like it. Check it out.
Money, keep a potion, go. Well, this I'm new to me.
Nice, nice, nice. That's what's up right there.
Scooby Doo, baby.
What's up, Scooby? What's up, baby? How you doing?
Doing fine, Caesar, my man. I'm doing fine. You know, I'm listening to this kid, man. I'm really digging him, man. I'm really feeling this brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. D3 is a fantastic kid, man. He has a lot going on, man. So, hey, what do you think about that song right there on a scale of 1 through 10? What do you get that song?
I'm telling you, man. You know what I think what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna give him like about 10 of my high heel shoes. You know what I'm saying? My boots, baby, with the fish in it, the goldfish.
Yeah. you gonna take the shoes off and give them some.
I'm gonna give him 10 stacks, baby. 10 stacks, baby.
Hey, thanks a lot, Scooby. We appreciate you, man. Where you been, man? You ain't been on the show in about a couple months.
Look, man, I've been all in Hollywood, man, just doing my thing, baby.
Oh, okay, I got you, brother, I got you. So are you still doing movies or what? Are you still modeling or what?
I'm doing movies, man. Listen, I got so many brand new threads, baby, you can't even count. You know what I'm saying, baby? So I'm doing my thing,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, man.
I got a lot of
friends,
baby.
Okay, that's what's up. I see Miss Suave on the phone. Miss Suave, you there?
Good evening. How is everyone?
Oh, no, man. How you going to let this woman come on the show, man? She insulted me last time I was on here, man.
You insult yourself every time you open your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what's his name? Is his name D, as in David 3? Is that his name?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Well, he is a magnificent young man because I really was rocking that song, and for him to be so focused and so grounded in Christ at such a very young age, I'm just so proud that he chose that route with the influences that are out there today. So thank God for his effort, and I hope he stay on the straight path, and I'm going to give that 10,000 amens on that song, DJ Black Caesar.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. We appreciate it. Deep
nice. Nice.
He said thank you. Okay. Hey, Bicycle Tony, what do you get that song, Bicycle?
It was beautiful, man. It was beautiful. Just dope, man. Just dope, man. Hip-hop, you know what I mean? Positive. I mean, you know, we don't get a lot of that no more, man. God bless you, kid. You get 10 minutes
no.
to me. Get 10 minutes to me and anything I can do.
That's what I'm screaming.
Hey, Willie, what are you going to say, Willie? I forgot you're on the phone, Willie. What are you
going to say,
Willie?
I'm going to tell you the truth. You want the truth or you want to lie, Caesar? Which one you want?
Tell me the truth right now.
I'm going to be honest with you, Caesar. I think that's one of the best songs I ever heard on your show, period. I'm serious. I mean,
really? Wow.
I'm serious. This kid got style, man. He got charisma. I like his style. I'm serious. He just sounds good, man. You ever seen my horse over here? My horse was bobbing his head.
I got you, man. I got you. That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yes, Caesar.
Yes, sir. Ben, where you going to come, Ben?
Excellent. I mean, right, what I'm looking at when I listen to this, I mean, yeah, it's like 1:30 in the morning, but what I'm listening to when I listen to this track, I'm thinking, wow, if I could rhyme like that when I was 11, I don't know what I'd be doing, but the dude's half my age. He can rap better than me. Dude, and I'm just embarrassed. Come on. That was an excellent track. Definitely a 10 out of 10 from me.
Thanks a lot, Ben. We appreciate that.
For real, Caesar.
Hey, Willie. Okay, thanks a lot, Willie. Hey, Ben. Yes, sir. Who's that?
This is Jay Grimes, pimping.
Yes, Jay Grimes. What do you got, man, with that song right there? What do you got that song, scale 1 through 10?
Man, it's not a 10. It's a 10. It's a 10 million. It's a 10 million, amen.
That's right.
I got you. I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Caesar, I feel a conspiracy on here. That's a conspiracy. I see this Bob Vice, he get on here and she's talking about 10 million, and this guy, Jay Brown, he's talking about 10 million. I'm confused.
Hey, sometimes people listen and sometimes they don't, man. You know we got it like that. You know how they get down.
You yeah, know, man, like, that's all. That's man, I got
it all. The whole thing.
Yes, that Caesar.
Yes, sir.
Man, I got to tell you, he's that kid is very talented, man. I give him a lot of props, and you know what I'm saying? Like, and I offer my support, my full support, and whatever he needs. He wants me on a feature. I'll pop out of retirement just for it. Don't give a rip.
Hey, and so, hey, D3, that's pretty good, man. He's pretty good, D3. I'm just letting you know. He's a good guy.
Yeah, so, I've been, a lot of people call me a Tennessee rap legend, and you know what I'm saying? I'll come out of retirement. I will come out of retirement. Let's put it, this is how good D3 is. You ready for this season?
Yes, sir.
I'll come out of retirement to work with this kid.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
May I ask a question? How old are you, D3?
I'm 11 years old.
Wow. Awesome.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, 11 years old, doing like that. Hey, D3,
yes.
Thanks a lot. D3, can you tell everybody what your social networks are? So can you tell them, like, your Facebook, your Twitter and stuff so they can find you online?
You can follow me on Twitter at HipHopD3, and you can check out my website, www.HipHopD3.com. Once again, www.HipHopD3.com. And you can also listen to me up on YouTube, which is D4 HipHopD3. You can also check me out on Facebook, HipHopD3.
Oh, thanks,
guys.
All right,
HipHopD3,
all right. Okay,
yeah,
here,
got
D3, I'm going to send you a friend's request. I want you to take my friend's request, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Brittany, I wouldn't do that if I were you, fella. I wouldn't do that at all. I mean, that's my black woman. You know, she already knew other distraction.
Now, y'all be nice to the women up on here. Y'all be nice.
You better be so glad that there's a child on the line. You are so fortunate, I promise you. You are so, so very fortunate.
Keep it godly, keep it godly.
Yes, we try.
The Bible says to love. Okay? The Bible says to love.
I'm going to pray for everybody on the line, baby. I'm going to pray for all of y'all.
Well, pray for me. Pray for me.
We appreciate that, dog. We do appreciate that. Hey, let's get on with the rest of our interview, guys. We do have another gentleman on the phone. We got Reverend Foster on the phone, so let's get D3 out of the way. Thanks a lot, D3, for coming through, man. You're a great artist, man. We like you.
Thank you for having me, y'all.
Hey, we don't like you. D3, we love you, D3.
We wish you luck in everything you're doing also, D3. Everything you're doing, we wish you luck and love, all right?
Thank you. Can I give y'all my message?
Hey, we love you, 3D. We're going to do a toast for you right now. I'm going to do a toast to you right now, buddy.
I think he's trying to say something. What's he trying to say, sweetheart?
What are you trying to say, D3?
I said, can I leave my book of information for y'all?
I'm sorry. I didn't understand the question.
I said, can I leave my management number for y'all?
Yeah, I'll do that, please.
It's 901-257-9772. Once again, 901-257-9773.
Can you repeat it one more time, D3? Because this is a recorded show, so you'll be able to get this and shoot it out to all your fans, all right? Just letting you know. Can you repeat it one more time?
Yes. 9773.
Name is Myron. Cool. Thanks a lot, D3. We appreciate that, man. We do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Okay, guys, that was D3 right there. Bring it, topping it down. Bring it close.
Yeah, D3,
let it go.
Thanks to you, Caesar, I got me a brand new artist.
Yeah. I got you, man. I got you. Hey, guys, check it out. We got this song, so you guys stick around right here on the DJ Black Caesar and Oops. Friend show,
friends.
Man. You know we get.
I want to say very candidly to my enemies. It is written in the Holy Quran. They plan.
To my ear, traveled on my blood, traveled on my fear. They coming through the music, they coming through the news. Get you through your meds or get you through the school. It might have been the government, could have been the Jews. Probably just some nigga that they using as a tool. Might have been my food or it could have been my drink. Affect the way I move and cloud the way I think. Change the way I thought, but I never second guess what I was taught. If I knew how they was coming, best believe I would have fought. If I would have seen it coming, then I probably could have took it. But they caught me on my blind side like signs of bullet. But I understood it. But I still couldn't help but wonder, would it be the death of me? Father, tell me, is my life in jeopardy? But either way, Allah, you can have what's left of me. Take the best of me, leave the rest of me. It's mine over matter here. I just use telepathy. I know how it feels to be trapped in your flesh and go to war with yourself like a tribe of progression. But didn't let it break me, it was only a test. Cause you can't be purified unless you try like the rest. I'm a poet of prophecy. These devils watching me, you want it, you can get it. I eat beef with my broccoli. I'm Gat Turner, aka God Burner, fast learner. I got the power to discern a fraud and a fake, a spider and a snake. So spin your web, spit your venom, devil I can take. Give it your best shot. I'm on my feet, still at the mosque. Still in the street, still at the studio, spitting fire on the beat. Dead of the winter, but I still bring the heat. I was incapacitated and dilapidated. I left the doctor's office very agitated. I know it's something, Mr. Muhammad, but I don't know what. In other words, what you're telling me is that I'm poisoned. Man, these devils trying to kill me. You can harm my flesh, but you can't hurt the real me. The real me is so infinite. Hell on the hypocrite, the other me is up a crypto without a benefit. But it's a real God and the real Christ. My dear apostle gave me advice. He said my life, death, prayer, and my sacrifice. It was all for Allah. So tell him what you seen and tell him what you saw with. Give your testimony and give it to him raw and tell him how believers had rushed to your aid. And tell him when you thought you were dead, you were saved. And tell him how they brought food and water to your home. And tell him how they prayed for your brother on the phone. And tell him how he healed you and how you persevered. And tell him when you came to the mosque, people cheered. And tell him how the brothers raised money for your rent, and the hypocrite smirking wouldn't give a cent, and tell him how he couldn't hide the shock in his eyes when he realized Gat Turner had survived after I got poisoned.
For those of you who thought you would come out here to see a weak, fragile, decrepit Farrakhan, I want you to look again. I'm here and I'm strong, and I will look down on all of my enemies, for he promised me.
Guys, that's what. Oh, I like that song. Hey, guys, check it out.
We're gonna keep it going like this. We're gonna keep it all the way live. Shouts to the Nerve DJs in the building. Let's get it.
Yo, you need help with your scene cover design? Get gold dash. You need your flyers looking real fly? Get gold dash. You need web banners? Promotion album or mixtape, get skull damage. With skull damage crap, ranging from logos, business cards, CD covers, flyers.
8449. Or you can email them at skulldamagegraphics@gmail.com. Get Skull Damage with Skull Damage Graphics.
That's what's up, guys. If you want graphics, if you want to get some cards, if you want to get some flyers, if you want to get your album covers done for the cheap cheap, get with Skull Damage, because Skull Damage will hook you up. Those are my guys. That's what I deal with. Thanks a lot, guys. Hey, everybody out there that's listening in right now to my voice, check it out. We're about to introduce somebody that's a good friend of mine. This guy is a fantastic, phenomenal preacher. Let me tell you what this guy does. He's basically working he's an associate minister with Greater New Providence Hospice Missionary Baptist in Nelson, Mississippi. His name is Reverend Foster. What's up, Reverend Foster? Are you out there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm here late and past my bedtime, but I'm still standing.
How you doing, Reverend Foster? Doing all right, man?
Doing great, man. So proud of young D3, man. I appreciate you all letting me listen in, and we pray that everything goes his way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely. So, Reverend Foster, how you doing, man? What's going on with you?
Man, just got through with Bible study. Got youth here now listening in, and they excited. They didn't have to wait, but they waited so they could be a part of this historic, epic moment for me. And I just thank God for their support.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. We thank God for you, and we thank God for what they're doing, man. We appreciate all the support and all the people that are listening to you. I know you got a lot of people listening in, man. It's a little bit noisy, but I can hear you, though, man. A little bit noisy in the background, but I can hear you. Hey, now, Reverend Foster, I got a couple questions for you right away. Okay, now, you've been doing music also. So how long you been doing music, Reverend Foster?
I've been into music now about 8 years. I met young men that actually on this song, Get Your Education, that I wrote in 1996 for fourth graders, and got it recorded a couple years ago. And I tell you, life-changing in the music industry.
Wow.
It ain't about the industry.
Wow.
It's about the ministry for me.
Right, right, right. Well, tell us a little about it, man. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing, going through?
Well, you know, this song here means a lot to me. Get Your Education, you know. I know the importance of education and the value of it. I got my master's degree in counselor education. I've been working with youth now for the last 18 years, so I just want to give them something to inspire them to get their education.
Right, okay. I got you. Hey, Reverend Foster, here's the deal, man. I got my man Willie. I got Miss Suave on the phone. So they're going to ask you a couple of questions. I'm going to let Miss Suave ask you a couple of questions first, and then Willie's going to take over and ask you a couple of questions. But Miss Suave, this is my friend right here. This is Reverend Foster.
Good evening, Reverend Foster. How are you?
Fine. How you doing, Miss Suave?
I am fine, sir. Blessed to be here.
Great.
So, why don't you tell us a little more about your ministry, and are you incorporating music into your ministry as well?
Yes, I have an outreach ministry. What I do, counseling, men conferences, reach out to the youth. I do alcohol and drug counseling, and this music thing is everybody listening to music. It inspires, it encourages, and just trying to find another avenue to outreach as many people as possible.
Yes, sir. And so are you doing this, like, community-wide? Is there a special target group? Are you targeting the youth? Because, you know, our youth and our elders, you know, those of us in the middle, we kind of teetering. But our youth, you know, they are really being led astray by many negative influences. And then our elders, you know, people have forgotten the value and the wisdom that elders hold. And so I was looking for more programs that would incorporate the elderly with the young so that they can, you know, learn from our elders, and it's inspiring to our elders. So is your program something like that where it involves everybody, or is there a specific target group?
Yeah, it involves everybody. Like I said, they used to say from 0 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. We don't exclude anyone. My ministry is a service ministry where I meet the needs of the people, and also we reach out to people to get involved. And we got an organization now we're working on called, our theme is sharing your gift to help develop the community. So it reaches out everyone. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what direction are you going in now? Is there anything specific that you're working on as far as music? Are you doing a book? Or are you having any community projects or concerts or anything that you're targeting to do right now?
Yes, exactly. We started December 31st, that last Saturday in last year. Every Saturday we meet. Actually do a Bible walk every Saturday from 11 to 1, and then we break off and have young men and their children's conferences, workshops, seminars, and we're also focusing on getting ready to have hopefully a big conference in April where we'll be doing a fashion show and different things we got going on, alcohol and drug ministry. In play, and just a variety of services. My ministry is called LMPG, which stands for Living My Purpose for God. And you can find me on Facebook at Darren Foster, and really know more about my ministry. Follow me on Facebook as well on BirdNation.com. I am Foster.
Yes, sir. And can you tell me what inspired you to take this route in life? You know, what inspired you to the ministry?
It was 13 years ago I accepted my calling to preach. But before I was doing that, I was doing a lot of conferences, a lot of public speaking, and working with the youth from where in my area, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and got involved with the CME organization and doing workshops, leadership different types of workshops for different fraternities and sororities, and I just yielded to my calling, and I love music as well, and I wrote a song for fourth graders, and when you hear this song, it's a lot of work put in, and just fruition finally manifested through all my 13 years of being in the ministry.
Okay, yes, sir. So tell us something more personable about you. You know, you married, you have children. What's going on with you individually?
Yeah, me, I just started a new job in the Amherst School District here. I'm over the in school detention classroom. Been married 19 years from June of this year to my lovely wife Julia. I got a 12-year-old son named Solomon. I have a 24-year-old son named Gary. And I'm family oriented. I love my family, and my wife's supposed to be listening in right now. She at home. She's supposed to be listening in. I'm at the church here with my youth concluding Bible study. So I got a master's degree in counseling, been in counseling all my life, mental health counseling, working with youth, working with adults, also working with the geriatric unit over the years, so in the hospitals as a clinical therapist. Come full circle. I'm back in the school system. I'm excited. And I'm working on my certification to stay in the school system to make a difference and change young people's lives.
So in your opinion, Reverend Foster, with all of the recent gun violence in this country, I mean, not even including all of the tragic deaths that happened last year in 2012, but already in 2013, we have lost a massive amount of youth due to gun violence. And so, in your opinion, what are some of the things that we can do on the local front to curtail some of that?
Well, first thing is pray. We need to pray. We need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray that people, that God get their attention, because it's real. You know, just this young lady today I was reading that performed in President Obama's inauguration, that she got gunned down this week just standing in front of her high school. So it's prevalent that evil exists, and we have to do what we need to do in order to get our youth back, and also to get, you know, domestic terrorism out of the way. So, you know, we just have to come together, pray, and also we have to take a stand and get control of what's going on. You know, we've got to pray for our leadership. So just have to maintain our prayer life, and hopefully that this will turn, and I believe it will. You just got to continue to keep the faith.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to say that we thank you for your efforts, and we pray that, you know, all of your endeavors are successful, and we pray that you continue to stay inspired. So please keep doing what you're doing. And I'm going to turn it back up to DJ Black Caesar, and I thank you for your interview, Chuck.
All right. Thank you, Sister Suave, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Well, thank you, Ms. Suave, for that wonderful wonderful questioning. Mr. Willie, are you there, Willie?
Willie,
are you there?
Maybe
Willie,
he's passed out somewhere.
Yeah, he's probably in the gutter, man. Oh, wow,
yeah,
Willie. Oh. You know what? Willie might be on the line. Okay.
Okay.
Reverend Foster, this, you know, already know me, man. Now,
yes,
you've been doing music. You've been doing music for quite a while. Tell me, basically, when you got started in music, who inspired you to get into music, man? Because I mean, you have to have somebody you liked. Some female, some dude, some guy out there, some kid. You had to have somebody you liked. So, who inspired you?
Well, you know what. I love music. I grew up on music. You know, I grew up in the 80s. So, you know, Casey and JoJo from Jodeci, my heroes, those guys are truly, I mean, they are voice masters. And, you know, I'm not a singer. I'm a songwriter. And I speak on my music, but definitely inspired by different rappers such as Tupac. I was telling my youth tonight that Tupac was a genius. And, you know, he had a lot of things that he had within himself that he shared with us to help, you know, truly help mold us. But, you know, I'm on a different level, and I'm just trying to be positive and be inspirational. And I'm just thank God for I met these young guys on this record, Maurice Howard and E.J. Howard, that's doing the loop and the rap. Met them, and they was doing their thing in the rap world, and now they both are preachers now, and Christian rapper he was, and it's just an exciting time for me.
Cool. Hey, brother, look, I got another question for you, man. Like, can you tell me, like, as far as working in the school, because Miss Wiley works in the school in the system also, Miss Wiley. You didn't tell him, man. I guess you want to keep that secret, Miss Wiley.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know, what's so funny about it is that our lives are so parallel, because he's a substance abuse counselor, but I have a degree in psychology, and so I studied behavioral sciences, and I have been a substance abuse counselor and a mental health counselor, and I didn't work with geriatrics, but I currently am a juvenile court advocate in Brazos County, Texas. So it was kind of like hearing my own interview.
All right. Great. Well, we are co-laborers in what we do.
Yes, absolutely, sir.
And she's also a co-laborer in God, man, because basically she's a Muslim also. She didn't explain that.
Okay.
Well, I came on here as Miss Suave, but I am, and very proud. I am Aziza Mariam Muhammad. I am a faithful follower of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and I'm a member of the Nation of Islam for 47 years.
All right, well, great.
Yes, sir. They're very into it, man. I listen to them, man. They got a lot to say, and they're very, very, very intelligent and very educational, man. Some of the stuff they use and some of the stuff they say. So I sneak into the show sometimes just to listen in to her show, because she has a wonderful show that comes on Thursday at 8 o'clock, and you need to check it out, Mr. Foster. You'll love it.
I definitely will. First chance I get. Cool. Count on it.
Cool. Well, it'll be tomorrow night, right here at 8 o'clock Central Time. Okay, all right, great. Yeah, okay, okay. Well, sir, I got another question for you. Did you, as far as the people are listening in right now, like your youth ministry, as far as those guys, does anybody want to say something to us online?
No, they ain't ready for you. They ain't ready for you, Black Caesar. They ain't ready for you.
I got you, man. Everybody is shy online. Trust me, man. We get so many people that don't want to talk, and it's just, I'll be looking like, what the heck is going on? But, I mean, even on Miss Suave's show, she'll have people on the show, and the phone lines will be lit up, but when you ask them a question, they get kind of, what do you call it, like the tongues are cut out. The keg and they talk.
But when I call in, Sister Suave, I'm gonna be ready to talk. So get ready.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, we're doing a series on Closing the Gap, and this is about the black male and female relationship. And so I think that it extends certainly across religious lines and cultural lines as well. So we need to become unified as a people, and division. Religion has, you know, been a point of division for us, and we have to get beyond that wall as well. So it's about the black male-female relationship. So you are more than welcome to weigh in. And as a matter of fact, you let me know when you call in, and you will be my special audience member.
Okay, well, great. Hey, I definitely, Lord say the same. We'll definitely call in tomorrow, because I love to support my own brothers and sisters, and truly, I believe it's all about the relationship anyway. It's all about the relationship.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Oh, Willie, are you out there, Willie?
Willie's probably talking to his sister wife.
He's probably talking to his sister wife, cousin wife, Amy wife, you know.
You can't do that when you're on the radio, man. You can't talk to nobody else. What the heck is going on, man? What the heck is going on? Then I tell him that I was going to let him ask some questions to Mr. Foster also.
Yeah, you didn't hear that. I
wanted
to ask
him
a question.
You wasn't there, sir?
I said I wanted to ask a really question, but I guess he didn't want to talk to me.
Willie, that is so
weird. He probably went to put on the whole armor of God to talk to you, sir, so he probably had to go get dressed.
that's what we're teaching my students by putting on the whole armor, so
Yes, sir. Yeah. He had to go put on the whole armor of God to talk to you, brother, so hey, that's how it goes sometimes.
Hey, Foster, I'm going to play your song in 1 minute, but I first have another question for you. I got Ben Rashford on the phone. Ben Rashford, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Do you have a question for Mr. Foster?
I've been thinking, right?
Yeah.
The way that you want to target youth as a minister is amazing, like the fact that music and ministry go together, because in England we don't see the whole music in church. It's this is what so and so are reading from John, where I think it would, like, more people would be like, wow, if there was music in church instead of we're now singing hymn whatever. So what you're doing is amazing. I mean, targeting youth, everything, you know, that's just me personally.
So let me get this right, Ben. So you said in England they don't have music in church in England?
They don't do like what minister does over there. They do music, but it's hymns from hymn books.
Oh, okay. Organ,
so they don't incorporate the music in the whole thing. And like me personally, I know you're a minister, and I don't want to sound like a really bad, but I only go to church twice. You know, the only two times I go to church is when someone gets married and when I say goodbye to them because they're dead. That's the only two times I go to church.
Oh, okay.
I sound really bad now, but yeah, I mean, because if it's
I'll probably. That don't sound bad, man. You just don't go to church, and hey, believe me, that don't sound too bad. But I mean, I got a question for you, Ben. I know it's not your interview, but I got a question for you. You don't go to church, so let me ask you a question. Do you believe in God?
Good question, actually. I mean, yes and no. I mean, I believe there's something out there, but I don't, you know, I do believe there is something. I do believe there's a life after death. But
okay.
as far as, you know, if there is a God out there, I don't know. You know, it's one of the mystery ways. Sometimes, yeah, I think there is. And I sometimes say, yeah, it's because, like, I do say, yeah, my dad looks over me when I do my music. He's the reason why I'm where I am today. You know, I reckon I was meant to meet you, Caesar, for a reason. You know, everything happens for a reason, and that's the way I live my life. And it's, you know, I do feel that I do have my dad watching over me, because, yeah, if you know, my dad actually did pass away about 12 years ago when I was just little. So it's ever since then, it's just been like, wow, you know, I do believe that there is someone watching over all of us.
Okay. I got you, man. That's pretty impressive right there. I mean, that's interesting right there, brother, because I didn't know that. I never asked you that question, man. We really never got on that subject, and I don't know why, because I usually get on that subject with everyone, but I guess it's because, you know, you're over there and I'm over here, so I really didn't think about it. But that's interesting, man. So you do and you don't. Okay, that's pretty interesting. You didn't answer it for me, but that's still interesting.
No, but I mean, I went to religious school all my life. I've been to Methodist schools, I've been to Christian schools, you know. And, you know, everywhere I went, I got bullied in school very badly. I was estimated to be a tramp, like living out on the streets as a bum by now, you know. But I'm now what? I live on my own. I live in a city, I go to university, and I'm producing for a few major artists. And I look back on everyone who I went to school with, they're the bums now. Like, I don't know what, but I'm just proving them wrong. And I do believe there is someone who's up there going, you know what, yeah, watch, I'm just going to make him, in a few years, I'm going to make him move, you know. I believe there is something, but okay, it's, everyone has their own things, you know.
Okay, that's what's up, man, because never asked you that question, man. I don't know why, but I just never asked you, but now I know. Okay.
Yeah, Reverend Foster,
what do you think about that, Reverend Foster?
Hey, like I tell people, you know, we are not to judge anyone, you know, to each his own, but we always pray that, hey, that another soul be saved. You know, I'm in soul-saving business. So we just encourage him to keep doing what he's doing. At least he's interested. At least he didn't say yay or nay. But we just continue to pray, and we appreciate his honesty, and we just keep doing what we're doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely. I agree with you, man, because you're right. We're not into that. But I know that you are in the business of saving souls, brother, and I know you do a good job of it because I've heard you preach. And you're a great preacher.
Preacher.
So I will say that about you. Yes, sir. Now, your youth ministry, I know those guys are sitting back looking at you like, what the heck is going on? But let me ask you a question. You got a song called, what's the song called, if you don't mind? It's called
Get Your Education.
Okay, what is that song about, brother? What is that song about?
Well, get your education is just saying the more you know, the more you grow, The more you grow, the farther you can go. Get your education. You know, you can learn how to read. You can learn how to write. It's just about inspiring young people and old people. It's never too late to get your education.
Okay, okay, that's cool. That's what's up. Okay, I got another question for you. Did you work with anybody else as far as in music, or are you just doing that for yourself, or what's up with that?
Well, no, not right now. I'm working with this other artist, working on one more song called On the Other Side. It's a poem that I wrote for my mom when she passed away in 1996, and I just want to put it out there because, you know, we all have lost loved ones or know someone have, and just to inspire and encourage people that we'll see them on the other side.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, well, we're going to get into that song, like, right now. I'm going to play that song for us, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to take some questions on the phone line. I see you guys. Just hold on 1 second. We'll be right back, all right? We're going to get into this song.
Right.
Hey, Reverend Foster, the way we like to do it is, can you give me a world premiere and basically what a world premiere is? This is called the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. So you say that, and also you say your name and what the name of your song is.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is world premiere of DJ Black CG Soul and Friends. Get your education.
Hey, education is the key to the universe. Now check this out.
Ooh.
Not conform to this world, but transform
by the renewing of your mind. See, when you want something bad enough, you got to go out and fight for it.
Get your education. Every night you can learn how to multiply, learn how to be right. You can learn everything if you give it a try. Get your education before it's too late. Before it's too late.
Love it. I was listening to every single lyric of it, and I mean, it's not, you don't hear that many songs in the UK, and when you do, it makes you think about my life. It made me think about my life, my school life, etc. For someone to do that to me is amazing. I mean, you don't get that much often, and like personally, if I ever get married, I'm totally going to hire him to marry me. That was awesome.
Wow. Hey, right. Thanks a lot, Ben. Hey, Ben, it's about 3 a.m. over there, right? Hey, Ben.
Yeah, it's just 20 past 2 in the morning. So,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Sister Gidget, what's up, baby? What do you think about that song by my man, Reverend Foster?
I think any song that is inspiring youth to continue their education and come up out of the street and come up out of savagery and ignorance, it gets 10 million amens from me. And then as far as the beat is concerned, as soon as I catch my breath from over here crip walking, amen, then...
Okay. She does a lot of crip walking. She's from California. She's from Compton.
Okay.
So they crip walk. Yeah, she's from Compton.
They do it.
Oh, yeah. Willie, where you at, baby? Where you at, Willie?
I'm right here, Caesar.
We've been calling you, Willie, and you weren't there. Where'd you go, man?
I'm having some problems over here, Caesar. You just don't realize it.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Are your truthful wife called you?
I'm going to tell you. You know something? I'm not going to talk to you. You're just ridiculous.
Wise choice on your part.
Hey, if I'm going to tell you something about that song, Caesar, excuse you, Swabit. Hey, I'm going to tell you about that song right there, Caesar. You know, I dropped out of kindergarten.
Oh, you did? You dropped kindergarten?
I dropped out of kindergarten. I had to help my parents with the form and everything.
Okay. Wait a minute. That was a Muslim young lady laughing at you saying your parents were deformed and stuff. What is that all about?
Oh, I wasn't
I was laughing at the fact that he said he dropped out in kindergarten, and he doesn't even exhibit anyone with the kindergarten education. I mean, even they are more intelligent than he is, but okay.
Okay. What were you saying, Mr. Willie?
I dropped out of kindergarten, Caesar, and that just so inspired me to go back to kindergarten. I might start classes probably when, I don't know, probably the first of the year or something. I don't know.
The first of the year, bro. What are you talking about, man? We're getting ready to go into February now. You mean the first of February?
Whenever school starts back, I don't know when school starts back. So you know all that good stuff. You're a smart fella.
School's already started back, bro. That's what I'm saying. School's already started back. The first of the year has been gone, man. The first of the year was like the first of the year. That was like maybe about almost 30 days ago. We're about to go into a new month, man.
Hey, Caesar, you trying to make me feel dumb or something, are you?
No, you don't have to feel that way.
You are that way. I'm sorry.
Hey, we're going to be nice on the phone now. We got a reverend here. We're going to be nice, all right?
Even the reverend knows truth the reverend is all about truth. I'm not lying on him.
Hey, Reverend Foster, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to help you pray for these people here. I'm serious. That Caesar, he brought this demonic woman on the show, and I don't know what the hell is going on with her.
Okay.
After the show, I promise you that.
Scooby-Doo, baby.
Hey, Scooby, what you think about that song? You
know, man, I'm gonna tell you something, man. It reminds me of the days when I used to be a pastor back in the days, man.
Yeah, he was a pimping pastor.
Okay. I got you.
But you know something, man? I inspired a lot of people, man. But I believe this song right here get a message across to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? It even got me wanting to go back to college, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah? That you want to go back
to college? How you going to go back to something you never went to? Come on, man. Really?
I got a master's, baby. I got a master's in psychology, baby.
Okay, we ain't talking about Boulevard. We ain't talking about your BS in Boulevard, you know. We ain't talking about that one. Not that BS. Not that
Let me tell you something, baby.
Oh,
you can't be on the radio disrespecting me like that, baby. You can't do that to Boo Boo. I mean, you can't do that to me, baby.
I can't do that to you again.
Knowing you working for me, you called me Boo Boo.
Wow, you just blew it up, man. You just blew it up the meters, man.
All right.
Wow. Hey, Reverend Foster, can you give your social networks out, bud, if you don't mind?
Yes, sir. Social network?
Yes, sir.
Ask that question again.
Yeah, your social networks. Give us your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube, all that information, your Reverb Nation.
Facebook, just Darren Foster, D-A-R-R-I-N Foster. Look me up, Facebook, ReverbNation.com/IAmFoster. Please go on and become a fan of my music. I got some more music within me that's hopefully be poured out this year. And those are the only two things. I'm on Twitter, ThePurposeOne on Twitter. So those are my social network. I'm not on YouTube yet, but I'm striving to get there and put some things out there.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you coming on the show tonight, and we appreciate you in general, man, because you do a lot of good stuff for the youth, man. I'm all down for that. So you keep doing what you're doing, brother, and we'll keep you in mind. We have our show. We'll come and we'll check back in with you periodically while we're on the show. We'll just put you on the spot, come on the show and tell us what you got going on, to where we got on the show. To be honest with you, we supposed to have somebody on the spot today, and I don't see them on the phone lines. We supposed to have David T.
Tolliver in the house tonight, but I guess they couldn't
okay.
make it. I don't know what. Yeah, we were supposed to have them in the house. I don't know what happened to them. But you know, hey, things happen. But anyway, hey Reverend, I think for coming
hey,
out tonight, man.
Hey, Reverend, before you leave, you got to pray for the demonic woman on the phone. She just really needs a good prayer.
Always praying, man. They pray without ceasing. So I'm always praying. We just thank God for this opportunity to really be on the show. And if any time you need me, call me. You know I got your back. And Sister Suave, definitely looking forward to talking with you tomorrow.
Yes, sir, and I look forward to having you, sir. It would be my honor. Absolutely.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Reverend. I can't believe this right here now. You said you got her back. I thought you were talking about me.
Yeah, I put an
what happened? Wow. Somebody just flushed somebody down the toilet. Who was that? Who just flushed somebody down the toilet? Sound like my man Willie just flushed somebody down the toilet.
I'm sorry about that, Slater. You just caught me at a bad time.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, check it out, guys. Check it out. This is what we're going to do right now. We're going to go to another song. And, hey, Miss Foster, if you need to go, you go ahead and go and do what you got to do, man. If you don't, we got about maybe 30 minutes left for the show. And we're just going to finish it out. We got about 30 minutes, so we're going to finish out the show with my man Jim Jones.
Hey, this is your boy Jones, Capital Status in the building. Big
shout out
to you. I
appreciate you, please. I got
to
go.
They break the
right.
tracks, not them stacks. You heard me? And you fuck with the Nerve DJs. Now that I know them, I might break your back. You heard?
Okay. Let's check out something else. Check them out.
We are a nation with no geographic boundaries, bound together through our beliefs. We are like-minded individuals, sharing a common vision, pushing toward a world rid of color lines.
I'm
and friends, guys. We're back on the show right now, and I got somebody on the phone with me. I got somebody on the phone with me. I got somebody who wants to say something to you guys. So hold on for a second. Well, you go ahead and introduce yourself, brother. Tell them who you are.
What up? It's your boy Dave Tolliver, a.k.a. the Black Pavarotti. Men at Large is in the building.
What's up? What's up, my brother? What's going on with you, man?
Man, everybody, we still alive. We still kicking. We still moving and shaking. We still shaking and baking the whole nine. Hey, I'm here, man. I appreciate you putting me on tonight, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, we got an interview coming up with Mr. Tolliver in March, so you guys be on the lookout for that. It's coming up. What is that? Do you know what that interview is, Mr. Tolliver?
March 30th. Hey, I'm bad with that, too. March 30th.
Thanks a lot, man, because I'm real bad with it. I got my book right here in front of me, though, if I got to look. March 30th, we got an interview with Mr. Tolliver, so you guys make sure you're on the lookout for that coming up real, real soon. You know, I'm booked up. I'm booked up, guys. I got all of February booked up. I got just about March booked up. We got Mr. Tolliver coming up on the 30th, so that's about what we got going on. Mr. Tolliver, you got some things going on. What you got going on over there?
I'm doing a play coming up on the 14th of February down here in Atlanta with your partner, my man Kenny Ngauja. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name, but my man Kenny, I call him Nguju Gaga. I also have a new record coming out. it's called The Green Jacket. I also have another record out online called Black Pavarotti. You can go get that on iTunes right now, but that single is blazing right now. It's called Home. It's online. I'm getting ready to do a movie called Reign of the Scorpion, a movie about my life, Gerald LaVert's life, called Black Pavarotti, mixed together. You'll see how it's going to come out. Books, you know, all kinds of stuff on deck, man. You know, I know you're limited with time, but it's coming, man. But go to Black Pavi, BlackPavi.com, and, you know, find out everything, and you hit me on Twitter at Dave Tolliver, man. Black Cena.
Hey, man, you know what? I've been thinking about you all night, brother, because your guest said you were going to be coming on the show, and I was like, let me call up Mr. Tolliver and see what's going on. So I called you up to see what was going on. Hey, Miss Suave, are you out there?
Yes, sir, and you know what? I wish I could have more time to talk to him, but I just encountered an emergency that I'm going to have to depart from the show.
God bless.
But I look forward to the interview in March. I look forward to talking to you because, you know, Gerald LaVert, I was very near and dear to my heart, the entire LaVert family.
Yeah,
so I really want to talk to you about that, and I really can't wait to see that movie because I can't wait to find out who did you get to play the G-Bear. I mean, really.
what the movie is like, it's about my life, but it ends like his life, and it has a great twist to it. It's not going to be any names like his name, but the movie's called Black Pavarotti. When we do the interview, I'll explain to you, you know, what it's about or how it goes. Now, you can call me off the air and I can explain it to you.
Okay, well, you make sure, DJ Caesar, you make sure I get his number, please. And I'm sorry,
yes,
I have a client in crisis and I have to go. But
okay.
Good night, and
okay.
Thank you, and I enjoyed
good
you
night.
All. Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum salam. Okay, guys, you heard it, man. My girl had to go. She had an emergency, so she's gone. So don't feel like it's to the show, but chalk one up for the show. Hey, everybody out there listening, you got Men at Large on the phone right now, David Tolliver. He's just telling us a little bit about what he got going on, but he has an interview coming up March the 30th, so you guys make sure you come back out and check that out. It's going to be off the chain when we do it. I don't know who else is going to be on the show. Well, we're going to have somebody else on the show. We're going to have two more people.
You don't need nobody else on the show with me. I could talk for like 8 hours of all the stuff we're going to talk about. It's my show, man. I'm taking over. See?
Hold on. Let me get that straight right now, mister. I don't know who the hell you are, but you just can't come on here and just take over like you want to.
I'm taking over, see? I'm taking over, baby.
Hey, David, Tolliver, that's my co-host right there. That's Willie the Redneck, man. We got Willie the Redneck.
What's up, brother?
Really
I go to church with a bunch of rednecks every Sunday.
Nah,
I'm joking.
Look, Davey, let me get one thing straight with you, Davey. I ain't your damn brother. Don't be calling me your brother now. We Well, you can be cool as friends, you know, but you can't call me your brother.
Hey, Willie the Redneck, he was just saying that in a general speaking, as brother, like we're all brothers in Christ, man. Are we not?
Hey, let me tell you something, Caesar. I don't know who that is.
That's David Tolliver, Men at Large. You don't know who Men at Large is?
Nope, never heard of him before in life. You all see country music?
You ever heard of ABBA or James Taylor?
I went to kindergarten with a guy named James Taylor. I heard of him before.
hey,
what about Alabama?
Hey, he's heard of them, man. He's heard of Alabama.
I know, yeah, right? Charles Tritt and the whole crew. Kenny Chesney. The Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, I like this fellow right here. Damn it, boy!
Hey, Mr. Tyler, I got somebody on the phone from the UK. I got my man Ben on the phone. Ben makes beats from the UK. He's on the phone also. Ben, where you at?
I'm here.
Hey,
what up, Ben?
This is somebody right here you need to meet also, Ben. I'm sure he needs beats, so you guys need to talk for real. You dig?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I do need that music, man. You know, the new record, the Green Jacket, is, and the reason, you want to know why I call it the Green Jacket, right?
Yeah, tell
us why. You want to wait till my, well, the reason why I'm calling it the Green Jacket
wait,
is because.
Tell us why. We want to know. We want to know right now. What's up?
Because, you know, the Green Jacket is the top prize you get in the Masters golf tournament, and I feel like I'm at the master. I'm at the master level of my career right now, so thus, therefore, the Green Jacket. That's what it is.
I got you, Mr. Tolliver. I got you, man. That's what's up. So the Green Jacket. So you're something like Tiger Woods, then. You're hitting him out the park.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I get a hole in one every night.
I can believe that too. Hey, I dig it, man. Hey, Mr. Tolliver, thanks for taking up this time and talking to us, man. We really appreciate having people like you come on and to tell us a little about what you got going on. You guys check it out. Stay tuned. Keep it locked right here every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central Time. We got Mr. Tolliver. He's going to be here. David Tolliver from Men at Large. He's going to be here March 30th.
Yeah, March 30th.
With this interview. So it's going to be off the chain, guys. So you guys make sure you tune in. Keep it locked right here. Thanks a lot, Mr. Tolliver. We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. All right, brother.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Okay, guys, well, the show is about to wind down right now. We got about 18 minutes left. But since we have nothing else going on, I could play you another song. But I think we should just end the show. What do you think, Willie? We should end the show. You got a lot going on over there also, Willie. Willie, is everything all right with you now?
I'm going to tell you something. This cop car keep going up and down the street. You know, I'm thinking they're about to come back to my house in a few minutes. I'm serious. I see my barrels of moonshine. They're up in flames right now. The fire department, everybody is coming down the street right now. This is just getting ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Wow. So what happened, man? Why is your stuff on fire, man? What happened?
They done put fire to all my moonshine property out there. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, brother. Are you serious, man? You got a fire right now out in your yard. People are running around with the fire in the skirts. They're running around in your yard right now.
They burned all my pretty trees down. You already see it. It just got me being real sad right now because I believe in keeping green good, you know?
Yeah, I know. Hey, man, look.
They burned
check
more
it out,
trees
brother.
Than I ever did in my life.
Hey, Willie, check it out, man. You just told David Tolliver you never heard of him. I understand that, but you said you never heard of Men at Large. I understand that. But he asked you did you ever hear of Alabama. I didn't hear you say anything. So why didn't you say anything when he said Alabama? You heard of Alabama, right?
Yeah, I heard of Alabama. I like David. I like him because he likes the kind of music I like. I like, you know, Oak Ridge Boys, Alabama, all them guys.
Hey,
David, you're pretty cool with me, dude.
Yeah, David's gone now, man. He actually hung up. I told him to go ahead. He can go because, you know, I didn't want to spoil it for everybody because we got him on the show March the 30th. So everybody, make sure you tune in to hear Mr. Tolliver speak. He has a new movie coming out. Him and Gerald Levert. It's going to be a great movie. But it's not about Gerald Levert. It's about him. It's going to end. It's going to end when the movie ends. As it's ending, it's going to talk about Gerald Levert a little bit. So you guys stay tuned for that. That's coming up March the 30th. We got Willie the Redneck. Basically, going to be with me every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time. Willie, all right. Willie, you got to be here, man. You got to be here. Keep it locked right here, Willie. You can't go anywhere else. You can't take all the phone calls.
Hold on. You're talking too loud. Just people at the door right now. Hold on for a second. Can you whisper just a little bit?
Yeah, okay. Go to your door and check and see who it is, man.
Oh, it's Laser. Hold on for a second. Hold on, fella.
Okay, Willie. I said go to your door and check it.
Hold on, Caesar. Let me go to the door real quick. I think they're asking for Willie right here. Hold on. I heard Mr. Willie come out. Hold on for a second. Oh, sorry. So there's no Willie that lives here, buddy. There's no Willie here, buddy. My name's Oliver. Thank you.
Turn it down a little bit so he won't get in trouble. Because Willie
hey,
has company.
I just told them cop boys just going somewhere. My name's Oliver. My name ain't Willie.
Oh, okay. And they left when you told them that? They left?
Well, they're still in the yard. They're trying to find Willie. I don't know what the hell.
Wow,
they must
dude.
Know what I look like.
You got a whole lot of nothing going on, brother. I mean, dang, man. Your life is like that for real?
I'm going to tell you something. I don't smoke so much in my day, I don't burn my fingertips off.
Hey, what are you smoking, crystal meth?
Yeah, man. I don't burn my fingertips off. They can't trace no DNA to those damn distilleries.
Hey, Willie, why do you smoke that stuff, man? I mean, you know it's not good for you, right?
Well, the thing about it is, it was just cheap here. And I find that crack cocaine and that stuff was a little bit too high. I needed something cheaper than that.
Wow.
Hey, listen. That song is just played. Yeah, my sister got married off that song.
DJ Black Caesar will be right back after these messages.
I'm so happy.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Misa Leo, representing Akron, Ohio. And I'm putting it down with DJ Black Caesar. Shout out to NerveDJs.com. You are now...
Hey, what'd you say, Willie? You said you peed on yourself.
No, I said me and my sister got married. I mean, my sister got married off that song you just played.
You and your sister got married?
No.
You married to your sister?
I said, Caesar, you misheard that. Seriously, I think Gidget, 12A, whatever her name is, I think she's been playing tricks with you.
Oh, God. Hey, Al, you're beer. You still there?
Yeah.
But yeah, but me and my sister got married off that.
Did you hear that guy what he said? Didn't Willie just say he got married to a sister?
No, he did, actually. I heard that.
Now, hey, Willie, two of us are the same thing, man. What's up?
I said me and my sister, I mean, my sister got married off that song you just played. We did a jig on that song. That was
Caesar. I'm a fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you?
DJ Black Caesar. Oh. WWKNW.
Hey, I'm sorry, Willie. Now, you said you and your sister just got married to that song, right?
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something, Caesar. My sister got married. I ain't said nothing about me, Caesar.
Oh, okay. You got married. Okay. I got you. This dude is crazy, man.
Me and my sister got married and had three little babies.
Hey, Willie. You just said it again. You just said you and your sister got married now.
Hey, Caesar, you just hearing things, buddy. I didn't say that. I said my sister got married and she had three little beautiful babies.
Ben, I got Ben as a witness, man. Ben, did you hear what he said?
You said he and his sister got married. I mean, the kids have like 11 toes or something. They have 11 toes and 11 fingers.
Ben is way over in the UK, man. Ben can hear that good over in the UK. You're fucking right here in Mississippi. I'll be right back.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think Ben has been drinking too many beers tonight or something. I don't know.
Over. Can't afford beers at the moment, you know.
Hey, Caesar, I'm telling you, you could do a replay of this, buddy. You never heard him say something like that.
Hey, you know what, man? I ain't got to worry about it, man, because I'm going to go back in my archives once I get off the show tomorrow. When I'm sitting here doing nothing, when I'm getting ready to get this show tomorrow, I'm going to go into archives and I'm going to listen to the show right here and see what you say. And you can't deny it if I hear it in the show.
Hey, let me tell you something, Caesar. Your Ben can't get me to say nothing like that. I'm serious. I played the filth. I never said me and my sister got married.
Oh,
I said,
man.
My
sister
got married. She had pretty little babies.
I got you.
Just like me,
too,
buddy.
Hey, this is your boy Jones, Capital Status in the building. Big shout out to Nerve DJs, because they break them tracks, not them stacks. You heard me?
Hey, you know what? You know what? I hear you, Jim Jones. Hey, you know what? We're going to go to a song right quick. Check this song out, everybody. We're going to go to this song called Fever in Your Hands by the Joker, my brother, Grim Caesar, and damn, who else? Grim Caesar and Coke. Check it out. The Joker.
Fuck a damn
in my hand, just spinning. Temptation is a bitch, I keep on sinning. Dressed like a saint in clothes of linen. Now we on top of the game, just winning. I pick and choose, but I only get women. Kicking you out like here, there's the exit. Ladies all around, but you know they want the sex in. Talking to the bitch, now I just read a text in. Working her muscles and she love when I flex it. Now the damn teacher and here's the test in. Chasing the money, you'll think I'm gon' fetch it. Caesar Clan Mafia, forever we rapping. Caesar Clan Mafia, forever we rapping.
Caesar Clan Mafia, forever we rapping.
When I had the fever, my hands felt like two balloons.
Like two balloons.
Now I've got that fever once again. I can explain, I will not understand. You just ain't this man. You just ain't this man.
Nerve DJ.
Okay, guys, well, time is running down right now. We got about 4 minutes to go. Got my man Willie on the phone, my man Ben. Ben, what's up, Ben? What's going on in the UK, Ben?
Not much, just out talking to a few artists, you know.
Hustling. Hey, you're talking to a few artists, man. Isn't it like, isn't it about 3-something in the morning over there?
Yeah, just nearly 3 a.m. in the morning. So,
yeah, yeah.
Gonna wind down. Wind down for the night.
Wow. Well, Ben, look, thanks for coming in tonight. We appreciate you showing up as always. You always tune in.
I'm gonna wind down after the show, you know.
Cool.
In proper style, you know. I always stay for the whole show.
What do you do to wind down, Ben? What do you do?
I'm just sitting down listening to you guys. That's literally it.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something.
I said
Ben some of that moonshine over there. That's what he's doing to wind down.
You need to send me some down here, man. I need some. That sounds like something good right there. Hey, let me see, man. I don't know if this is her or not, but I got your phone line on 303. Is that Martha? 303. Is that Martha? I guess
Hello? Not.
Okay. Hey, what's up, Martha?
Hey, how baby, how you doing? That's Hi. My baby right there, Caesar.
Get off the phone.
Do what? Hey, Martha, what's going on with you? How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. What you got going on, Martha?
Right now, not too much. Nothing. I ain't looking good.
Hey, Martin,
did you tell him about that moonshine I said? Well, who you want to send the moonshine to?
I sent it to your address.
You should have given me your house like 2 days ago. No, I don't send it to my house. I don't drink. You send it to the wrong person. I don't drink or smoke.
Hey, see, you're just spoiling my high, Martha. I thought me and you were buddy.
Nah, you got it. I don't drink or smoke, so I don't send no moonshine here.
Yeah. Anyway, Martha, you said it's not looking too good, huh?
Nah, they gave him 8 years today.
Wow. Okay, well, look, we'll talk about that later, Martha, if you don't mind. We ain't gonna excite the crowd. We're gonna let them be at because I only got 1 minute, so I think you should call me up at my number.
Okay.
All right, call me up and let me know what's up, because I don't know what's up. But hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, where it always goes down with me and my man Willie. We take over the crowd, guys. Thanks a lot to my guests. Mr. Tolliver, David Tolliver from Men at Large. Thanks to D3. We appreciate you, brother. Good young man that there, man. He had a lot to talk about. Always a lot.
I enjoy 3D. 3D got some good music. I'm serious. That's one of the best music I've ever heard in my life. Seriously.
Oh, no, Willie. Not,
they all have good music.
not 3D, D3.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Cedar. That moonshine got me.
Yeah, I know, I know. And I want to thank my Reverend Foster for coming in tonight. And we'll holler back at him. Reverend Foster's a good guy, man. He always has some
definitely
good stuff going on. I like that song he had, too. Get Your
definitely
Education. That was a great song.
I'm going by the kindergarten, Caesar.
I got you. Look, everybody, thanks for coming out tonight. God bless you all. I appreciate you guys for coming and tuning in with us and spending these 2 hours with us. We appreciate that. And thank you, guys. We'll see you next Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central, where we'll have some more guests. Let me see what our guest is next week. Who do we have next week? We got
Willie Nelson over next week, don't we?
No, we ain't got Willie Nelson, man. We don't have him. But maybe we can get him. Maybe we can get him. We got KG the model. We got David Tolliver again. He's going to come on with KG the model. And we got some guy named, I can't pronounce his name. I don't know what it is. We got Finney Casino coming on. Stick up for that, and we'll holler back at you guys. So I'll talk to everybody next week at Wednesday.
I'm working next week, so I won't be here.
Oh, wow. You got to do what now?
I'm working. I got to do work.
Okay, brother. I got you, man. That's what's up. Dan is working next week, so he won't be with us. So you guys just keep it locked right here until next week. We'll see you. Hey, let's have a good time. All right.
Peace. I'm off the bed.